when you and your wife were married, did you have anyone stand up for you? You remember who that might have been?
Vividly. My wife and I were married in Sheridan. And her brother stood up with us, and he was a good friend of both of us. And then she had a real good friend that stood up with us too. There was, and then I guess that answers your question, doesn't it?
Now, did they? What was his title when he stood up for with you? Did they?
Well, if I was just gonna, the best term I could come up with would be best man, I suppose. And then our wedding really wasn't that formal. It wasn't as formal as perhaps it, like you'd go to a wedding in a church. We hadn't had much experience of that kind of thing, and we didn't really get much help. And we were married in the parsonage at Sheridan, and the preacher was an understanding, real neat guy, and I don't suppose we'd ever got the job done if it hadn't been for him.
That's great.
But and my wife's parents was with us too. I think I was about to, maybe one or two other.
How old were you when you got married?
I was 21, my wife was 18.
Oh, that's great.
Now,
the person who would stand up or accompany a woman when she was getting married, what would they be called?
Maid of honor, I suppose.
Okay, and if there were several of them, they would be called the...
Well, it'd be the bridesmaids.
Okay, let's see. And the opposite of a woman is a...
Man?
Oh, I got that backwards. I fooled myself. I was just too tricky. The opposite of a man is a...
Woman.
Okay. I'm just being extremely tricky today, so I have to be more careful. Now, this is going really well. Maybe, do you remember the house you grew up in?
Yeah, yes.
Could you sort of draw a word picture for me, coming to the front door and then what you would see and then entering and sort of walk me through it?
Well, I suppose if I was really going to try to tell you about the house I was raised in, I really couldn't do that. I mean, that isn't the most important thing about it. My folks had a homestead, and they built a little old one-room shack on it. You know, you had to have your home on your homestead in order to prove up on it and get a patent from the government. And then I think I've heard my dad say, whenever a kid is born, he'd build another room on the house, you know, or move another old homestead house in beside it and stretch the roof across. And they were terrible old shacks that not only ours, but nearly everyone's. For a foundation, you know, they'd go up on the ridges where the rocks were, and they'd bring down a big old rock, and they'd put one under each corner, and that was what the foundation was like. I mean, cats could get under it, or skunks, or whatever.
Was it pretty breezy?
Oh my, yeah, yes. We had one ritual we performed every fall. We called it banking up the house. This tar paper would come down to the edge of the house, you know, and in the summer, the kids would play around the house, and we'd scrape the dirt away, or the dog would dig it away. And in the fall, we'd throw the dirt back up against the house all the way around. Banking up the house, we called it. I'll bet
ritual.
You never heard that one before.
No, I haven't. That's a great term. How big was the house? It was just, I guess, rather small.
Well, time my dad got done with it, it wasn't that small, really. It was probably 4 or 5 rooms, I guess. But, I mean, there wasn't any plumbing. There wasn't any electricity. Well, we finally did get an old Delco light plant. We had electricity. But, gee, there wasn't any water in there, and only what we carried in the buckets, you know.
Where did you have to carry it from?
Well, you wouldn't believe all the places we carried it from. I can remember when I was a kid, had a little old, we called it a little red wagon, you know, that the kids would pull. And I'd take that down to the